We have a very esteemed guest today. Her name is Dr. Elena George. She is a board-certified physician, graduate of Princeton University, graduate from Mount Sinai Medical School in New York. She's a contributor on BigGovernment.com as well as other media outlets. She has her own radio show entitled, Medicine on Call, and she's very, very vocal and a consistent critic of Obamacare. Dr. George, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Our pleasure having you. Tell me this. Just dive right in on Obamacare. Tell us why Obamacare is a threat to our healthcare system.
Where should I start?
There's a lot of places, that's for sure. What's the biggest three or four that come to mind for you?
Well, the most recent is the fact that Ms. Sebelius's Human Health Services is going to access our medical records that we have online. Now, they've been pushing for this electronic medical record system, and I've been questioning the entire thought process behind this, and it's become clear. They want access to private information, and the only reason that they want that is not for your health, but it's for control.
You know,
that's one.
Yeah, that's certainly one. And you know, it's funny that you say that because it seems most of the moves that this administration make, the moves are about gaining control. So our records are a big factor. Tell us more.
The next thing is the expansion of Medicaid. Under Obamacare, they're extending criteria for people to go onto Medicaid. It's going from $40,000 to $60,000, and they're also extending it to people who are pre-retirement. So they're not yet eligible for Medicare, but they will become eligible for Medicaid. So that'll raise the number of people on the rolls by 2.3 million. Let me tell you, it's already a broken system.
Right.
People cannot get access, and
right.
They get access through the ERs, which is much more expensive than going to a private physician. So now we're going to raise the cost of health care, limit the amount of the exposure or the ability for patients to see an MD, and it's going to be a bigger disaster than it already is.
And Obamacare, this is obviously on the record already, but Obamacare guts the Medicare system. How does that affect us?
Well, it's already $6.6 billion removed from the Medicare system. I can tell you as a practicing physician as an ear, nose, and throat surgeon, they've already removed the consultation fee for any specialist. So we've already taken about a 20% hit. Oh. And there's another proposal by the committee in Congress to lower Medicare payments to doctors further. I've already stopped taking Medicare as of this year because I can't afford to do it. And I'm not alone. This is an onslaught of doctors no longer taking it. So by putting Obamacare on the books, they've limited access for our seniors. And it's not the fault of the doctors at this point.
Well, obviously, it's the fault of the government here. And this has been going on for a while in terms of Medicare. They've been cutting what they pay as a percentage for years and years, right?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, what people don't know is that Medicare sets the rate for private insurance. That is the template that private insurers base their reimbursements on. It is not real world. It is not what it costs to actually deliver excellent care. And so we've been taking a discount on our services for over 15, 20 years now. It's now reached a point that doctors have stopped doing it. The scope of practice has decreased. People don't cover the ERs anymore. And now you have to travel to get to see a doctor. God forbid you get a gunshot wound. There'll always be trauma, that's not a good example. But if you need brain surgery, if you need orthopedics, if you need ENT, and you end up in an ER that doesn't have coverage, you will have to travel for care. And that's unfortunate.
Let me ask you this. What's the best way, in your view, as a physician, what is the best way to deal with Obamacare? Do we amend it? Do we repeal it? Do we have the next president grant waivers? What's the best way to deal with it?
Ideally, it should be repealed, every single piece of it. You can't fix this. This was never written for doctor and patient care. This destroys the doctor-patient relationship. It's about capital cronyism in its purest sense. It props up the pharmaceutical industry. For example, you can't use your health savings account to buy over-the-counter Tylenol. It has to be a brand name prescription.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It props up the insurance companies. It's cost as much for a family to cover themselves now as it does to buy a car. It's $15,000 per family and $1,500 for an individual. So the cost has gone up for coverage. That's supposed to be the opposite of what this bill was supposed to do, right?
Yeah, right. Well, it was sold to us as it was going to save, it was going to create, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs and save us a lot of money. We all know that's not true.
Absolutely not.
Tell me this, as a physician, and it's fascinating to talk to you because you are a physician, you are on the front line, and your bottom line right now is being affected as a result of this law. What plan do you support? What could we do to improve our healthcare system? Obviously, repealing Obamacare is one of them. Everybody in this studio and probably a very, very high percentage of my listeners would agree with that. What plan do we go with going forward?
I think to be realistic, the thing that we need to depend on now is states' rights. States should be able
Amen.
To remove themselves from this mandate. That would be step one, because it wouldn't involve all this congressional nonsense that goes on. And two, remove the middleman. The cost of health care has gone up over the past several years because of the middleman. Unfortunately, doctors are the face of medicine, but we've been gutted. They've killed us in terms of our reimbursements. And it's to the point that we're outsourcing medical care. If you get to see an MD that's English is their first language, that's kind of unusual these days, because we've had to gather other extenders to take over the slack because people are so disheartened. They've left the field. They don't go into medicine. It's a disaster. So I think that we need to start having doctor and patients come together for their patient care to make deals with each other. This needs to be an open market. If you look at plastic surgery, the cost of plastic surgery has not changed because there is no insurance in that. It's market driven. I mean, and the cost of care has gone down. I don't think this is going to work for catastrophic, and it's not designed to do that. But office visits, routine care should be taken over by the patient, and the doctors and patients should work together. That will keep the cost down, and catastrophic care for when you really need it. That would be ideal. That's how it was before all of this started.
Interesting. Ron Paul, I don't know if you saw that. It may have been the last debate or the one before that. He said that that the system needs to go back to a medical system relying upon people paying their own way, with charities underwriting the cost of those who can't pay. Love to hear your position there.
Well, you know, that's when I first went into medical school, that's how it was. If a homeless person trained in New York, if a homeless person came to the ER with a broken leg, they were admitted, they got the proper test, there was no warehousing them and shipping them to another hospital. Everybody got care. Because you've got this cost shifting and this fake cost structure where you have the insurance companies gouging the patient for premiums, not paying the physicians and the people providing the care and keeping the excess, you've got a system that's broken. And they've done a masterful job of demonizing the people providing the care. And unfortunately, my colleagues have not complained about it because doctors tend not to do that. So what we have is, instead of seeing five people, people are seeing 50 people per day. They have to have extenders because they need the volume to make up the difference, and that's what's led to the problem that we're into as well. It's a combination. I think doctors should have stood up and said, we're not doing this. It's about our patient care. And it has to come to a point that we're not going to let them cross any more lines. The system cannot run without doctors. That's the bottom line. And if we're now put in a position where we're working against our patients, not providing care, and becoming open warehouse for government to access information from our patients, we must stand up at this point.
It's interesting how you say that. The system can't work without doctors, but interestingly, it can work without politicians. I'd love to hear your opinion here, too. The Department of Justice said they're going to do no more appeals in the 11th Circuit Court here in Atlanta and allow Obamacare to go to the Supreme Court in a timely manner. What do you make of that?
The only thing I can say is that there's still a conservative majority on it, thank goodness. But I'm not sure how this is going to work out. I'm not happy with it. I think it's unconstitutional. You can't mandate somebody to get care. And the system the whole thing is rigged, basically, so that people overall will get less care. They may not pay for it necessarily, but those that are paying into the system will not get what they're paying in. And they're going to ration the care. They have to. They can't afford it. The system's bankrupt, and they're adding maybe 30 million more people into it. So I think people need to take a step back and know that you're not going to get what you're paying for. And if people are promising you more for less, it's never going to happen.
right.
We're talking today to Dr. Elena George. She's a board-certified ear, nose, and throat doctor. She's a critic of Obamacare, writer on biggovernment.com. If folks want to find out more about you, is there a website they can go to read the things that you've written and so forth?
Absolutely. I've been writing for 2 years now on this. And they can go to drelainageorge.com. That's D-R-E-L-A-I-N-A, George, like the man's name, .com. I think it's about patient care. That's my main objective for getting involved because I was so distraught about the way things are going.
Well, Dr. George, we're going to put a link on the TyJYoungShow.com website so folks can go directly if they didn't get that, and we'll repeat it later on during the show. You've been a wonderful guest. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Doc.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.